Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Team Toby Positive Radio Show with your host, Charmaine Hammond. Join us each week as Charmaine and her Team Toby Pack improve lives by teaching kindness, acceptance, and respect. Our mission is to get listeners into the conversation about living a fulfilled, prosperous life through the unique and powerful animal-human bond. Be part of the team and lead the way of change. Find us on the web, Facebook, and YouTube at The Original Team Toby and on Twitter at Team Toby 2. Here's your host, Charmaine Hammond.
Well, hello, it's Charmaine Hammond with Positive Radio, and we are on a mission to build a kinder Canada, one paw, one person at a time, with paws across Canada. It's been a great few weeks. We launched the tour May 5th from our home in Alberta, spent a wonderful week in Fort McMurray. You can hear about some of what we did on one of the earlier shows. And then from Fort McMurray, we headed down to Edmonton. We had some great events. One of them was an event at the Wild Bird General Store, and it was just fabulous because the owner had hid dog treats in some of the little statues. She set up a tea party outside, and Toby went up as if he knew those treats were hidden there. It was quite comical to watch. Of course, we captured that on video. We had a book signing at Audrey's bookstore, and then a wonderful event with the Canine Awareness Center. Katie Stack, who has been on the show before, hosted a dog jogathon, which was a great event. We had a number of dogs jogging to raise money for our nonprofit partner in the show, Orange Dog Foundation. And that's been just a great opportunity to not only raise funds for the Orange Dog Foundation, but also to raise awareness, which is a big part of what this tour is all about. And then from there, we had some other events and sightseeing in Edmonton. We had opportunity to head down to Calgary. We've got Mr. Toby here who wants to join in the radio show. He's been traveling so well. We've learned a lot about pet-friendly adventures. In Calgary, we had lots of fun. We had an event at Petland Canada in Calgary, which Petland, of course, is one of our partners on the tour. So Toby had the opportunity to get his very first dog spa from Petland Canada. He loved it. And Tori, who was the technician who worked with Toby, did a fabulous job doing his teeth, his nails, and, of course, his special spa treatment. He looks like a rock star. He had a great time, and, of course, I highly recommend that service. And one of the things I noticed is she was brushing his teeth and had no difficulty brushing this dog's teeth. I try and brush his teeth, and I wear more of the toothpaste than he does. So I'm not sure what that says about me, but I think what Tori had mentioned is that often when pet families are doing these services on their own pets, grooming and so forth, the pet is less tolerant with the family than they are with a technician. Great learning. What else did we do on the tour in Calgary? Well, we got the chance to go to Okotoks Big Rock, really pet-friendly place, actually. Toby met a new friend there, chased some ducks into the water, and we got the smell of wet dog odor for the next 2 hours on the tour. And then after Calgary, we headed over to Kamloops, and we went to Medicine Hat. Now, I just want to stop and talk about Medicine Hat and Kamloops for a little bit. Medicine Hat, we stayed at a great pet-friendly hotel, the Medicine Hat Lodge. And one of the things that made it pet-friendly, in our opinion, was the number of garbage cans and green space immediately available to pet families. So right on the location of the hotel, lots of garbage cans and lots of space to walk your pets. Had an elevator, which is great. There were some senior dogs that were staying in the hotel that day, and they were on higher floors, so it was great to have the elevator. They had a pool there, of course, which our dog Toby wanted to jump into. You could see it through the glass elevators. And, the staff were just incredibly accommodating. In Medicine Hat, we also were able to eat some of our meals outside because the restaurant, ABC Country Restaurant, made themselves very accommodating. They had water there waiting for Toby, a nice shady area that we could have Toby outside the patio. We were eating out there, so he was close to us and could be part of the action, and that was a really nice opportunity. Same with the coffee shop downtown in Medicine Hat, and same experience. We're able to sit and drink our coffee and have Toby right with us instead of having to find somewhere to keep Toby or just having to have the coffee on the road. One of the things we loved about Kamloops, we had a great event with the Dogs of Tourism. That's right, you heard it right, Dogs of Tourism. Kamloops Tourism has staff who love animals, and they brought their dogs in so Toby could have a play date with the Dogs of Tourism. What I loved about that particular tourist center was that when you pulled up, they had a fenced area where your dog could play and get water. They had the poop bags right there, garbage can there. But as families were pulling into the tourist center to map out their activities while they were in the community, they were able to put their fur babies, their pets, in the fenced-in area to play. The building is full windows on the one side overlooking where the pets play in the fenced area. So they were safe. They could be supervised. And Toby had a great time. In fact, I think he was a little bit miffed when we had to bring him out of there to head back on to our adventures. And then from Kamloops and Medicine Hat and Calgary, we headed over to Vancouver, which is where we are right now. We're going to be heading over to Victoria tomorrow. We've got a couple of great events with Transform Your Travel. I'm doing a shopping tour hosted by my friend Annie with Transform Your Travel. That's tomorrow night, and then the following night they're doing a secret supper for Chris and I just can't wait to get lit in on the secret. It's going to be a lot of fun. They've got a celebrity chef preparing a wonderful meal at just a glorious accommodation. And then from Victoria, we'll be back in Vancouver and testing out some dog parks. There's some beautiful walking trails. We're going to go swimming with Toby, and it's going to be a great time. And then it will be the end of leg one. I can't believe how fast it's gone. One of the things we've been doing on the tour, especially in the programs where we're presenting to schools or to bookstores and toy stores where we have an audience of children, we've been talking to kids around what is kindness, what does kindness to animals look like, and how can you make a difference in the world by being a change maker. And the comments we're getting are just, they're so inspiring. One of the students that we met who was 12 years old, this was in Kamloops, I asked about what can we do to make a kinder Canada and how can young people, students, play a part in that. And her advice was really simple. She said, we just have to stop judging people. And I thought, isn't that true? I mean, I see it all the time in the workplace when I go into businesses, corporation, government offices to do training and presentations and facilitation. I see that people judge one another. They judge one another's personalities, work habits, even who they are as a person. And of course, we see that in schools. So I thought that advice from a 12-year-old was absolutely exquisite. And then from a 9-year-old, we heard that part of building a kinder Canada is also about taking care of not only the people and the planet, but also the environment. And so she suggested that one way of demonstrating kindness is to people and to animals, but also to the planet through reusing food, eating your leftovers, and not have food waste. So I just thought, wow, what a socially conscious 9-year-old she is. Great tips from kids. You know, they really have some wonderful answers. And the big theme that I'm seeing is that it's all about getting back to sort of these basic life rules and simplicity. A couple other things we're learning about traveling with your pet is the importance of getting out of your vehicle every couple of hours. I mean, I think it's more for me than it is for Toby. But, you know, we've really got to take a break, get out and enjoy the sunshine, water up. And so we have had to make a conscious effort. We've got several bottles of water. Chris and I have our own bottles. And, of course, Toby has double, if not triple, what we have. And so part of our routine when we check out of a hotel is we have the water bottles right on the counter or on the desk there so that we remember to fill them up. We go get ice from the ice machine so the water's cold, it stays cold. And then we've got everything we need within easy reach. We don't have to unpack the Toby mobile. We can just lean over, grab the water in the bowl. And, of course, we've got food there handy. We've also learned that it's important for us to have some of his toys in the vehicle. Every now and then we get the wonderful squeaky noises as he plays with all his squeaky toys. But, of course, you know, he can't sit there and check email and do all those things we do when we're not driving. Chris drives, and I tend to spend some of that time doing my blogging and editing videos. And Toby wants to play, so having his toys available keeps him occupied. Stopping regularly is great for us and for Toby, but it's also a chance to just take pleasure in some of the little communities we pass through or check out some of the tourist sites that we often just keep going past because we're so focused on the destination instead of on the journey. And that's been a really big theme for us, is focusing not on the destination, but on the journey of a pet adventure, a pet-friendly adventure, and the adventure of building a kinder Canada. So we've been through, I think, 30 communities so far. We've met thousands of people. We've reached more than 3 million people through media. That's TV, radio, print, blogs, magazines, and we are just having an awesome, awesome time. We're going to be planning Saskatchewan next. That's where we're heading next in the tour. And, of course, we want to thank our partners on this tour. We so appreciate them. Petland Canada, Canadian Traveler, Paw, Maine, and Finn, Fabulous at 50, Modern Press, Stone Circle Coaching, Joanne Grimwood with Send Out Cards. We also want to thank Rotary, Oil Sands Fort McMurray for their support, and all of the incredible event hosts that have been helping us, and of course Bonnie Jean with Atlanta Photography. This group of people have made such a difference. I also want to thank Lisa Linsky, who followed us around one of the events, taking pictures for us of Toby in action on the treadmill. So this tour has really helped us appreciate the value of incredible collaborations and how to partner with others, spread your mission, and to share your news, to share what it is that you're working on. And I hope that helps all of those listeners who have organizations, projects, charities. When you get more people invested in your mission and in your message, they become champions for you. That's been absolutely our experience with Paws Across Canada. So we're looking forward to talking to you tomorrow. We're going to play some interviews tomorrow of people that we've met along the way and talk about some quirky facts. We're going to do a little guessing game tomorrow on the show to see if you can guess the location where the quirky facts that I mention are from. So you've heard a few of the places that we've toured. Listen for the quirky facts. And we'd love to hear quirky facts about the community you live in, because who knows, we might be coming to your community soon. So again, we want to shout out a big thank you to our partners, to all the people that have hosted us for events, to all of our listeners on Positive Radio, and to all of our followers on social media. It's because of you that we're able to get our message out there and really, really make a difference in the world. Thanks for joining us, and until next week, let's be kind to one another.